Patterns of Presence, Advent Day 23. Matthew chapter 2, verse 11. On coming to the house, the wise men saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him. The wise men follow the star that leads them to the place where Jesus was. But clearly, the place where Jesus was not where they expected to find him. The place they thought he would be was the palace, because that's where they went first. And it kind of seems like logic. You've seen a star, you recognise the purpose of its presence. It's announcing something, it's announcing the birth of a king, the king of the Jews. So you go to the place where you expect to find a Jewish king, the palace. But he's not there. In fact, the king who is there doesn't even have a scooby about what you're saying. This is more than disconcerting, it's discouraging. Did they really see the star? Is it really announcing what they think it is? Because here they are standing in the Jewish palace looking for a newborn king of the Jews, and all they're met with is blank faces looking back at them. This is a bit odd. They come looking for the king in the palace and he's not where they're looking. This must have been discouraging for them, especially if they listened to the previous podcast, because it seems that they are looking for him, but God isn't where they're looking. So what's happening here then? Well, the story goes that Herod gathers the chief priests and religious leaders, and he asked them where the Messiah was to be born. And this is then when we read the prophecy of Micah being quoted, and we learn about the alignment of prophetic purpose. Then Matthew tells us that Herod says to the Magi that the Messiah is to be born in Bethlehem, and he asked them to go look for him and then let him know how they got on. And Matthew tells us, after they heard the king, they went on their way, and the star they had seen when it rose went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were overjoyed. Here is the reference to the star again. The same star that made the announcement to the wise men is now back on the scene again, and now it's beginning to lead them to where Jesus is. This is some star. But here's a thought. Does the return of the star within the narrative call out its previous absence? See, we always tell this story as the wise men saw the star in the sky and followed it to Jesus. And they did. But the question is, did they follow it to Herod's palace? Well, the Bible would suggest not. The way that Matthew words this suggests that this is only the second time that they had seen this star. He says, the star that they had seen when it rose, that's the nod to the first time that they saw it. Well, Matthew says the star went ahead of them and stopped over where the child was. And when they saw the star, they were overjoyed, which suggests that their joy was attached to seeing the star again. A few things come from that. The first is that clearly upon discerning what the star announced, the Magi's initial steps were laden with common sense and rational thinking. They understood this star as meaning that a new king of the Jews had been born, so they travelled from the east to Jerusalem and they visited the palace that was at the heart of the Jewish monarchy. That's a logical, common sense thing to do. And as they took these logical first steps, more pieces in the puzzle were made known to them. Because although they arrived in Herod's palace, which was not where Jesus was, the palace became a place where they discovered further revelation and learned more about Jesus and more about the prophetic purpose of God. You know, there are times that God speaks to us, reveals something of his heart to us, gives us a call or a glimpse of his purpose. And often the first steps that we need to take in the journey are actually rooted in common sense, in logic, and in rational thinking. We often get so caught up in the supernatural aspect of it all that we're constantly looking for visions and pictures and prophetic utterances carried in the Spirit of God, when actually there are times that God doesn't release those things to us, because he intends us just to use our common sense. He intends for our logic to be the starting point for the momentum that we need. And when we begin to take logical steps with a genuine heart of seeking him, that's often when he brings to our common sense journey insight from his wisdom, revelation from his word, prophetic understanding. When we begin the natural journey of obedience, God often opens up the supernatural dimensions to us and adds wisdom and revelation and the prophetic along the way. The second thing that we learn from this is that at times we can actually lose sight of the revelation that began the journey in the first place. The wise men turn up at the wrong place, and then the star which had kick-started the journey in the first place appeared to them again and guided them forwards. In the moments when we feel discouraged, out of place, and like we are maybe a little bit lost, God often brings the revelation back to our awareness, back into our line of vision again, and uses it to guide us to where we're meant to be. The difficulty is that where we're meant to be is not always where we think we should be. In the moments when we begin to feel discouraged, when we begin to feel lost or like we're out of place, those are the moments when we need to pause. We need to wait. And we need to recalibrate. These are the times when we need to stop, ground ourselves in the Word of God again, reconnect with the revelation of purpose that instigated the whole journey in the first place, and seek to spend some time walking with it again. When we begin the journey with purpose, it requires us to utilize common sense, natural abilities, and the skills and the intellect that God gave us. It is often those initial common sense steps that release the momentum within purpose and begin to bring to us further insight as we seek to journey in obedience to his voice. The excitement that we find in stepping out and exploring our revelation is that while common sense is often the starting blocks on the journey, the destination and outworking never lies where you think it will. God will take you on a wild and wonderful journey, and each step along the way, you must keep the initial revelation and promise as your guide and as your companion. Today, pause. Maybe the next step you need to take in your journey with revelation is grounded in common sense. God looks for us to take his word and step out in obedience to him to begin the journey with him. Take that first logical step and journey into what he's given you. And when you begin to take logical, common sense steps, you'll begin to find that it opens up further and deeper revelation and understanding along the way. But maybe today you just feel a little bit stuck, a little bit lost, a bit out of place, and as though everything is out of kilter. Pause. Take time to recalibrate. Reconnect with the promise and the purpose again. Sit in it again for a while. Let it become your guide. Begin to walk with it again. And watch as the path unfolds before you. But be ready. It might not lead where you think. Step out into momentum and begin a wild and wonderful adventure with a truly amazing God.
Sometimes the night was beautiful. Sometimes the sky was so far away. Sometimes it seemed to stoop so close. You could touch it, but your heart would break. Sometimes the morning.